From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Two suicide car bombings in eastern Iraq's province of Diyala killed at least 40 people and wounded dozens more late Monday. Islamic State has claimed responsibility for the deadliest attack on a marketplace where 35 people were killed. It's unclear who is responsible for a second car bombing that occurred at a checkpoint outside Bacaba. The central U.S. city of Ferguson, Missouri, is under a state of emergency after a protest mocking the anniversary of a black teenager shot by a white police officer. The observance for Michael Brown ended with gunshots and another black teenager critically wounded. Brown's father led a peaceful tribute to his son on the anniversary of his death. Michael Brown's father went on to say, and that unfortunately we didn't have immediately for you, that he was proud of his son and that the loss is not just for himself, but for the entire community. Afghan President Ashraf Ghani is demanding that Pakistan crack down on the Taliban after the militant group claimed responsibility for the deadliest car bombing near Kabul's airport on Monday. The Afghan president is accusing Pakistan of fostering the spike in insurgent attacks on Afghanistan. Ayaz Ghul has more. In other news, Kenya and Uganda are both forming a partnership to carry crude from the Ugandan oil fields to the Kenyan coast. Leaders from both countries have announced the agreement on Monday. The project still depends on financing and security guarantees from Kenya. This is VOA News. A U.S. media outlet is reporting that Chinese hackers have been surveying private emails of top U.S. government officials for at least 5 years. NBC News cited a U.S. intelligence official and a top-secret National Security Agency briefing, which it said Monday detailed the hacking, including the collecting of email address books of target officials and using them to contact officials, friends, and colleagues. A U.S. man from the New York area is under arrest, charged with attempting to join the Islamic State militants. Authorities say the suspect was detained by Jordanian authorities before he could make his way to Syria. He faces up to 40 years in prison if convicted of the charges. Activists gathered at Capitol Hill in Washington Monday to plead for more U.S. engagement and efforts to suppress the Lord's Resistance Army in eastern Africa and capture its leader, Joseph Kony. Mariana Diallo has more.
Open up doors and eyes for other families, you know, but the hurt.
President Ashraf.
This is the time to double the efforts against the Lord's Resistance Army in Uganda, human rights activists told the Tom Lantos Human Rights Commission on Monday. Paul Ronan is the project director at the Resolve LRA Crisis Initiative.
Today, thanks in large part to the military operations and the defection campaigns that are supported by U.S. troops in the field, there's only about 190 to 200 troops left.
The LRA is accused of being responsible for thousands of civilians' death and the kidnapping of tens of thousands of children. Mariama Diallo, Washington.
Swedish police say two people were killed and one seriously injured in a knife attack Monday at an IKEA store in Sweden. One man is in custody in connection with the slayings. We'll have more news coming up in an hour. Meantime, just to recap some of our top stories. Afghan's president demanding that Pakistan crack down on the Taliban after the militant group claimed responsibility for the deadly car bombing near Kabul's airport on Monday. The Afghan president is accusing Pakistan of fostering the spike in insurgent attacks on Afghanistan. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.